Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. One of the last vestiges of temporary measures taken during the COVID-19 pandemic has left 35,833 drivers with suspended licenses because they did not pass a simple eye test, according to the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that these drivers can still take and pass vision tests through the DMV or an optometrist to lift the suspension, but after nearly 2 years of urging these drivers to comply in emails, letters, and website alerts, the state has little else it can do, said State Department of Motor Vehicles spokesman Walt McClure. The state DMV can't take any other action to get these drivers' vision tested, such as denying a vehicle registration or other motor vehicle service. That leaves enforcement to use police stops if drivers drive with suspended licenses. A conviction of driving on a suspended license can result in a $500 fine, plus other fees, and a 30-day jail sentence or probation. The charges could rise to a misdemeanor or felony if a driver with a suspended license is also charged with crimes such as driving while intoxicated. It is central to do what we do at DMV to ensure that New York's roads are safe for all drivers, which means that people have to show that they have an appropriate level of visual acuity to be able to operate a motor vehicle, McClure said. It is also key to ensuring safety that drivers be properly licensed. Southold police chased a suspect during a 45-minute pursuit yesterday along the North Fork from Riverhead to Greenport until they said he sped off a 100-foot cliff and landed in Long Island Sound. John Asbury reports on Newsday.com that the chase began after police responded to a domestic violence call in Southold where a car had been damaged, according to Southold Police Chief Martin Flatley. The driver, 56-year-old Roger Foster of Florida, had two active warrants. He drove back and forth on Route 48 during the pursuit, where he reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. Foster maneuvered around traffic to Riverhead before heading back east on surrounding roads before reaching Greenport. He headed down Sound Road, driving to the end of the street without slowing down, and went airborne, off the bluff and into the water. The car's airbags deployed and the vehicle landed in 3 to 5 feet of water. Officers dove into the water, pulled out Foster, and arrested him. He complained of pain but had no visible injuries. He was taken to Peconic Bay Medical Center to be evaluated. Once released from the hospital, Foster will be transported to Southold Town Police Headquarters, where he will be processed and held for arraignment, according to police. No other injuries reported. People across the East End ventured outdoors yesterday afternoon to witness a historic sight, the solar eclipse that captivated millions of Americans from Texas to Maine. The partial eclipse, visible from Long Island, less than the dramatic totality witnessed by people in other parts of the country, sparked excitement as enthusiastic residents donned special protective glasses to gaze at the rare celestial event. The special cardboard spectacles became a hot commodity as the day of the eclipse approached. As reported on RiverheadLocal.com, Riverhead Free Library gave away nearly 1,100 glasses to cardholders and ran out of them quickly thereafter. The next total solar eclipse on Long Island will be in 2079. Montauk's Sands Motel, a longtime feature of the East End's bustling summer tourism scene, has a new owner with renovation plans, according to local real estate agents. Victor Ocasio reports on Newsday.com that Sands, a four-building, 43-unit oceanfront complex, has been sold to Enduring Hospitality after hitting the market last year for $28 million. A sale price was not disclosed. Located at 71 South Emerson Avenue, the 19,500-square-foot property is near the downtown area along Montauk Highway and features 360-degree views of the ocean and Fort Pond. The hotel's buildings have one- and two-bedroom units that each have a balcony or deck, according to a property listing. Enduring Hospitality plans a major renovation after the summer. Hal Zwick, Hampton's director of commercial real estate with Compass, said the firm was hired last year by the Hausman family, which has owned and operated the motel for three generations. Richard J. Hausman Sr., the longtime owner and operator of Sands, died in 2022 at 97, according to an obituary in the East Hampton Star. Hausman's parents and brother built the hotel in 1951 and added buildings over the years. A sale fell through in 2022 with another brokerage firm. In a statement, Enduring Hospitality said the company's goal is to refurbish the existing hotel, centering on health and wellness, while safeguarding the authenticity of Montauk and its connection to surf culture. East End governments have a busy day today. Here's some of what's going on as reported by Beth Young and East End Beacon. The Southold Town Board will discuss climate change, drinking water protection, sanitary flow credits, Southold Town's CPF stewardship management plan, landmark preservation, and a draft of the town's proposed moratorium on processing applications for new hotels at its 9 a.m. work session. The board is slated to vote at its 7 p.m. meeting this evening on whether to hold a public hearing on the moratorium on May 21st. The East Hampton Town Board discusses water quality grant recommendations and permitted density in senior housing, as well as to vote to hire outside environmental counsel regarding East Hampton Town's airport at its 11 a.m. work session this morning. And in Riverhead, the town supervisor, Tim Hubbard, will give his first State of the Town address, titled A New Day in Riverhead, Transparency, Civility, and Action, this morning at 11 a.m. in the Riverhead Town Boardroom at 4 West 2nd Street. The address can be viewed live in person or on Channel 22. April has been declared Dark Skies Month in the town of Southampton. Southampton Town's Dark Skies Committee urges everyone to go out and observe the night wonders above us. To see these constellations and planets, we need to minimize light pollution, turning off outdoor lighting by 10 p.m. and shielding light fixtures. Southampton Town's Dark Skies Committee invites you to their Celebrate the Night Sky event this coming Friday at 7 p.m. in the Southampton High School Planetarium. Astronomy teacher John Walsh will lead an exploration of night sky wonders in the SHS Planetarium and step outside to observe the real sky, weather permitting. Perfect for the whole family, free admission this coming Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Southampton High School Planetarium. For those who say that an on-time budget in New York State is about as likely as a solar eclipse, the odds on an eclipse are improving. Grace Ashford and Claire Fahey report in the New York Times that negotiations over the state budget, which was due on April 1st, have stretched on for more than a week past the deadline, as differences over housing, education, and health care have divided Democratic legislative leaders in Albany. Then an eclipse became grounds for further delay. The Assembly decided not to hold session yesterday to allow members to view the celestial phenomenon from the comfort of their home district. Albany was not in the zone of totality for Monday's eclipse. Governor Kathy Hochul, a moderate Democrat from Buffalo, has sought to use the budget to address what she sees as some of the most pressing issues facing the state: rising education and health care costs, a housing shortage, and the stubborn persistence and residual damage of retail theft. But an increasingly progressive legislature has its own ideas, rejecting the governor's proposals on education and health care and calling for more tenant protections, climate measures, and an expansion of free bus service in all five boroughs of New York City. Governor Hochul said that negotiations with leaders in the legislature had been respectful and productive. "We are not finished yet," she said on Thursday, "but I also think there's a lot of good progress made. Everybody's rolling up their sleeves, ready to work," said Governor Hochul regarding the overdue New York State budget. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.